If you're voting this year in Virginia, there's a constitutional amendment on your ballot. It asks about whether the rule for drawing voting districts should be changed. WAMU's Daniela Cheslow reports the Democratic Party is split on the issue.
This week in Alexandria, two Democratic activists approached the same voter, 46-year-old Frank McCarthy. They're talking above the hum of a generator from a mobile blood drive across the street, and they're giving him opposing views on the amendment he's about to see on his ballot.
Now why are you saying yes and you're saying no?
Nancy Morgan is the one saying yes. She's a retired UN worker, and she says she's in favor of Amendment 1, which would create a commission of 8 lawmakers and 8 citizens to redraw Virginia's voting districts. Right now, only lawmakers have that responsibility.
I voted yes just because I feel that it's not a perfect bill, but it pushes us forward.
That was the position many Democrats used to hold. For years, Republicans controlled the General Assembly and drew districts for the state legislature and Congress. Federal judges ordered that several be redrawn because they were racially discriminatory. Alexandria Democratic Committee precinct captain Paul Friedman is wearing a shirt that says, "We voted, we won." It's a reminder that Democrats flipped the General Assembly last year, and he says he and the state party opposed the amendment.
The original goal of this project was to create an independent commission, and that's not what's been created in this amendment.
The vote this year is especially important because redistricting is going to happen next year, whoever does it, and the new maps will stand for a decade. Lauren Bell, political scientist at Randolph-Macon College, says the amendment was born at a time of transition.
Originally, it was Democrats sort of pushing for this and Republicans agreeing as they recognized that they were about to lose control of the General Assembly.
To change the Virginia Constitution, you have to pass the same bill in 2 consecutive years with a state election in between and then send it to voters. In 2019, Delegate Marcus Simon, a Democrat representing Falls Church in Fairfax County, voted for the amendment.
It was the only option available at the time that looked like redistricting reform.
Looking back, he's changed his mind.
This is a vote that I regret. I should have listened harder.
Brian Cannon has pushed to end partisan redistricting for years through his organization One Virginia 2021. When he started, Republicans were in power and opposed it. Now, Democratic leaders have switched.
It's political opportunism. The majority party always opposes redistricting reform.
Some Democrats, especially black lawmakers, oppose the amendment from day one, like LaCherise Aird of Petersburg. A federal judge ordered her district be redrawn last year. Aird recently told supporters the amendment doesn't include protections for people of color. And if 2 lawmakers on the commission don't like the maps, they can appeal to the state's highest court.
Kicking it over to a Supreme Court that was selected by Republican elected officials.
A recent poll by Christopher Newport University finds 48% of voters support the amendment and far fewer oppose it. In a twist, Democratic voters are more likely to support the amendment than Republican voters.
You said to come back out.
I did.
Back in Alexandria, I catch up with voter Frank McCarthy. He says he's Republican and had to take a few minutes to read about the issue before he voted yes on the amendment.
So I just think it'd be a more fair process.
He says if Democrats get to draw the next round of districts, he wants to make sure Republicans have a seat at the table. For WAMU, I'm Daniela Cheslow.